When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Offering my love to me tonight. Guide her to Cleveland underneath your silvery light. We're going bowling, so don't lose her in Solon. Moon over Parma tonight.
Technically, this caterpillar should not be aroused because this French fry is not exuding any pheromones.
He's headed towards it. Hey, is that another caterpillar I see in front of me? Kind of oily, but hey, the bar's about to close.
Look at that, the caterpillar's going for it.
Oh.
Just me or is anyone else getting turned on?
Wow. Hour three of the Tim Weisberg Show. Tim is back tomorrow. I'm Brian sitting in, the guy that you hear Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. Gee, do I know what time I'm on? Every once in a while I do. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. I want to tell you. I heard a little bit more about this. You know, apparently there are three things that President Biden is proposing and will apparently highlight a little bit more today when he talks to whomever in front of whatever teleprompter. But one of the things he is pushing for is no immunity for anyone who previously served as president. Now, I think this is a direct bash at what the Supreme Court ruled a few weeks back. But I tend to agree. If you are out of the White House, there is really no valid reason why you should have carte blanche to do something that most of us would find illegal, and then be able to claim immunity. Now, obviously, it's easy to talk about President Trump in this particular case, but if it wasn't President Trump, if it were another president down the road, I mean, there are a lot of Trump fans out here. But if we could look past President Trump for a second, is this a good idea? And I tend to agree. And it could apply to President Trump, but not for anything that he's done prior, but anything that he might do after the fact. Are you for that? Do you think, or do you believe that past presidents should be allowed immunity? How far back can we go? I mean, we've got Trump, who is the immediate past president. What if President Obama, former President Obama, did something illegal? Maybe going after, you know, for the sake of conversation, Donald Trump. Or maybe President Bush, H.W., not H.W., but W. Should he also have immunity? Maybe he decides to go after Biden or Trump. How far do we go with this? Or maybe, here's another one. Maybe it's not a president that they go after, but maybe something dealing with their legacy. And their legacy as president, and they don't want that information to come out. And so they somehow, some way, bash that person that they end up behind bars, or maybe dead. Should that past president be immune? Dude, should they have immunity? And I don't think that they should. What's your thought? 508-996-0500. The big one that comes from President Biden today is 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. Now, I believe this is coming up at this particular time because the Democrats, and in particular President Biden, looks at the Supreme Court and says that deck is stacked. I think the framers had it correct in this particular case. Whether the court is stacked today or not, there will be a time somewhere down the road when it won't be. When another party, it doesn't have to be the Democratic Party, it could be some other party decides, you know what, now it's my chance to put my mark on the Supreme Court. And maybe they don't stack it, but they at least make it competitive. I think we're all right with the lifetime term limits. Some people, Clarence Thomas has been there since the 1990s. Yeah, he has. And how many times, this is how I look at it, how many times has Clarence Thomas shown that he has done something illegal? How many times has he deviated from his known stance? How many times has he not followed the Constitution? That's how I look at it. And I'm also looking at some of these votes. Many of the votes lately have been 6-3, and you would think, okay, well, that's the majority. I think if you look at some of the votes, you'll find some that would seem to be more liberal. At least one has sided, and one of the more conservative have gone on the liberal side, if you actually study. Now, most of those votes have been along what I would call conservative lines. But you've seen some mix-up. You've also seen some votes where it's been unanimous. It's been 7-2. And you've seen some votes where even the conservative side sided with the liberal side. So one of the good things about giving them lifetime positions, you can't get rid of them because they didn't vote the way that you wanted them to vote. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I also believe that when it comes to Supreme Court justices, at least in my time, when it was time for them to step aside, they stepped aside. The last case would be Sandra Day O'Connor. She knew that she was getting up there and in failing health, and she stepped aside. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think she thought that she could keep going, and it caught up to her. Any thoughts? Supreme Court justices, should they have 18-year term limits? I mean, why not 25-year term limits? Why? Well, I don't know where the president came up with 18 years, but That's what he has, 18 years. You know, maybe 25 years is more reasonable. I really don't know what the average term is for a Supreme Court justice. I can tell you Clarence Thomas has been there for more than 25 years. I don't know about the others. Donald Trump, and it came up again during ABC News. Maybe you heard it. I'm not exactly sure what he means when he told a group of Christians, you won't ever have to worry about voting again if he's elected president and Republicans take control of Congress. We'll have it fixed so you won't have to do it again. That's a scary thought. What does he mean when he says you won't have to vote again? Now, I'm not making this up. It came out of his mouth. You could hear it during the ABC newscast. We'll have it fixed so you won't have to do it again. Won't have to go and vote again. I thought that was supposed to be our obligation to go out and vote. And basically, what the former president is saying, yes, if you go out and vote for me this time, next time you won't have to do it. Well, why won't they have to do it? Now, maybe not for you because you won't be able to run again, Donald Trump. But why would a group of Christians who knows what their age is, why wouldn't they want to go out and vote? What are you concocting that would give them a reason that they will never have to vote again? And of course, as long as we're on the line of Donald Trump, Kamala Harris was campaigning in Massachusetts. She was in the western part of the state on Saturday. Her husband is campaigning on the Cape and Islands, and I believe up in Maine. I said the Cape, I definitely Nantucket. I don't know how many votes you're going to get out of there, but you're going to vote. You're going to go over to Nantucket, going up to Maine. Kamala Harris is challenging Donald Trump to debate her. Now, there is a debate scheduled for September, but that debate was scheduled between Donald Trump and President Biden. President Biden is no longer in the race. Donald Trump originally said, yeah, he would debate Kamala Harris more than once. But he seems to be backtracking from that. Why would he do that? Why wouldn't he want to debate his main challenger? I don't get it. If you think your campaign is all that, that you're strong, that you're good on your policies, and you think the people want to hear you talk about these policies, why not debate her? I have a funny feeling here. And the polls seem to bear this out. Again, polls are polls. But, you know, after the Republican convention, a poll was taken, and it was about J.D. Vance being the running mate. And the Trump ticket lost points. I think it went down 6 points. I don't know that ever to happen after vice presidential candidate. I might have to go all the way back to Sarah Palin. Dan Quayle. J.D. Vance. Guy's got a book out. I don't want to say sunk the ticket because the president is still ahead. The both of them. Former President Trump is still ahead in the polls. Again, these polls change all the time. And the only poll of significance is one that takes place on November 5th or when people start to vote leading up to November 5th. But this whole thing dealing with debating Kamala Harris, my guess is there will be at least one debate. There may be more. But I think this is one campaign saying, nah, I'm not going to debate her. The other campaign saying, well, you should come out and debate. So they keep their names floating out there and they can raise more and more and more money. I think that there will be a debate. I brought this up a little while ago. Apparently, 37 mental health experts, psychiatrists, psychologists, analysts, they studied President Trump, former President Trump, and even President Trump. And they have come to the conclusion that he is not fit to serve as president. They didn't think he was fit to debate back in June. And many of them came to the conclusion back when he was president that he wasn't fit to serve at that particular time. I, like many people, I am not a Trump fan. You know that. I haven't seen anything. I'm not an expert, but I haven't seen anything that tells me that his mental acuity is off. I think that he's an off person. I think that's his personality. I don't think that that leads to any type of mental instability. But again, I am not an expert. Your thoughts, 508-996-0500. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Excellent. How are you?
I think he's scared. And I think he knows he made a mistake with taking that Vance as his VP. And that's what I'm thinking. I think he's scared of her.
Why would he be scared of her? I mean, what is she really running on?
Well, yeah, but she's able to put two sentences together where Joe already couldn't do that.
But he didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, well, you hear her talking now, and every day she seems to be making more sense to me anyways. At least she's able to compete and talk, and I think he's losing it too. So
why do you think, other than what he normally says, what is cluing into you that he's losing it?
Well, just what you said on that statement. What does he mean by you're not going to have to vote anymore? What is he going to make? Go take like a dictatorship and try to become like a Hitler did or something like that?
Well, I hope not. I hope not like Hitler, and I hope not a dictatorship. But I do wonder what the heck he was talking about. But that doesn't mean he's losing it.
Well, that wouldn't come from a sane person because you know you have to keep voting. I don't know how he's going to rig that up. I really don't understand that at all.
I got you, man. Thank you. I do appreciate your comments and call. 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the program today. Monthly Fee RX brings us the quote of the day.
If you're spending less than $20 a month for prescription drugs, great. If not, then our monthly Fee RX service might be a good option for you. Check for yourself at monthlyfeerx.com.
And our quote today is, just be yourself. You are beautiful. No idea who came up with the quote, but that is the quote. Just be yourself. You are beautiful. What does Donald Trump mean when he says, he said it over the weekend to a group of Christians, you won't have to vote again. Vote for me this time around and you won't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so you won't have to do it again. I don't want to pretend like I know. It sounds scary. Doesn't mean that it is. What does it mean? He'll have it fixed so you won't have to worry about doing that again. All of these years, folks from the major parties and the minor parties tell us to go out and vote. And now, former President Trump, what do you mean? What do you mean when you say, vote for me this time around, and you'll never have to worry about doing it again? I want to know, don't you? 508-996-0500. I'll take your calls after Phil Devitt updates us on what's going on.
A Biden cabinet member says Trump's age is now the problem. Measles cases on a sharp rise in the United States. And a good weekend to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says voters are concerned over President Trump's age and well-being, as he's now facing a much younger opponent in the November election. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, Buttigieg argued that Americans are worried about Trump's mental acuity at age 78.
And how could anybody not watch the stuff he's saying, the rambling on the trail, and not be just a little bit concerned?
He said Trump is older and stranger than he was when he began his political career. He also accused Trump of rambling at recent rallies.
I'm pretty sure voters are worried about the age and acuity of President Trump compared to Kamala Harris, who represents being a generation younger.
Buttigieg is considered a potential running mate for Kamala Harris. Donald Trump says people won't have to vote anymore if he's elected again. Tammy Trujillo with the story.
The former president took the stage in Florida this week to speak at the Believer Summit, where the majority of attendees were Christian. Trump told the crowd to get out and vote just this time, then said, "You won't have to do it anymore. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians." At the end of his speech, he added, "In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote." He implored the crowd to get to the polls so he could win the election in a landslide that's too big to rig, referring to his false claims that the 2020 election was fixed. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The second man injured during the attempted assassination against Trump earlier this month has been released from the hospital. James Copenhaver was discharged last Friday, according to The Hill. The other spectator who was injured was also released last week. The extent of either injury is unknown. Attorneys for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows are asking the Supreme Court to move his Georgia election racketeering case to federal court. In a petition, Meadows' lawyers argue the case in Georgia has, quote, framed the case as about federal meddling in matters of state authority. The petition comes months after a three-judge panel, 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, denied his request. Federal health officials say the number of measles cases in the U.S. this year already tripled the total for 2023. Lisa Carton has details.
According to the CDC, nearly 190 measles cases have been reported in 26 states as of July. No deaths were reported, but the U.S. has seen more than a dozen outbreaks of the highly contagious disease this year. Experts point to a combination of factors, including fewer people being vaccinated and a rise in measles cases worldwide. I'm Lisa Carton.
And Deadpool and Wolverine smashing box office records. The R-rated Marvel Studios film bringing in an estimated $205 million in its opening weekend. That's the biggest R-rated opening of all time and the eighth biggest opening in Hollywood history. Disaster sequel Twisters took second with an expected $35.3 million haul. Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, and the horror film Longlegs round out the top five at the weekend box office.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Yankees at a rainy Fenway last night, 8-2. Mariners are next on deck. Boston welcomes Seattle tonight at 7:10. And the U.S. came away with several medals during heated competition at the Paris Olympics on Sunday. Tori Husk and Gretchen Walsh finished first and second to win the gold and silver in the women's 100-meter butterfly. Husk says her emotions are all over the place.
I feel a lot of emotions, though. I feel like there's so much to process right now.
Elsewhere, Haley Batten took home silver in women's cross-country mountain biking. The U.S. women's soccer team blew out Germany 4-1. And today, Team USA takes on China in women's volleyball. The U.S. men going for gold in the gymnastics team final. And USA women's basketball battling Japan in their Olympic opener.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
The rain that rolled in Sunday night tapers today with a few lingering light showers possible. Cloudy, a high of 74 degrees and a low of 68 today. A little more settled on Tuesday, a high of 83. Cloudy still, but the chance of some sun. Humidity making things feel muggy out there. We're looking at more sun and a boost in heat later on in the week. I'm Bill Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care, cause all I wanna do is cash my check and drive right home to you. Cause maybe all my life I will be driving home to you.
Last half hour of the Tim Weisberg Show with Brian sitting in today. I'm normally on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I won't be in for Barry. Barry's back today. I don't know if you heard it, but Phil Devitt had it in his newscast about the report about Donald Trump basically stating to a group of Christians, I assume Christians that are voters, that they won't have to vote again after he gets in, basically after he gets into the White House this time around. What the heck does he mean? I can tell you from what I'm listening to, if I was an undecided voter and I'm hearing something like that, I'm not casting a ballot for him. No, no. 508-996-0500. What say you? Hello.
Hello, you know Donald Trump wants to be a dictator, right?
I hear those lines. I don't know for sure.
Come on, it's common sense.
You know what? There's no such thing as common sense, okay? So don't go down that road.
All right, but do you think it's common sense when people fly his name with flags and worship him like Jesus Christ? I don't think that's common sense.
I don't think there is common sense. So,
Not. Okay. I want to say really quick, I think this is all planned, and I think in the end, Trump will lose. I do.
So I'm glad you went down that particular road, because certainly making comments like this, and even some of the comments that he's been making about Kamala Harris since she got into the race, doesn't sound like he wants to win. I could be wrong, but it doesn't sound that way.
I thought about that, too, and I often wonder if these elections are all planned. If they're all, then the next president will be Kamala Harris.
Well, I mean, it's going to be one of those two, right?
Yep. Back in 2016, a lot of people didn't like Hillary Clinton. They made sure she wasn't going to get in there, and that's how Trump got in. That's how it all started. People, like in the FBI and stuff, didn't like Hillary Clinton. I don't know what the voters thought, but they didn't like Hillary Clinton. They didn't want her in there. Now they don't want Trump in there. He's not.
Well, they didn't want him in there in 2020. That's why he got voted out.
Yeah, they don't. They don't want him back. Trust me.
I think there are a lot of people that certainly don't want him back. I agree with you on that.
I don't want him back. I don't like Biden either, but whatever. I mean, it's getting a little crazy.
There are other candidates out there.
Well, we seem to choose Coke or Pepsi. We do it all the time.
Well, let me tell you, there's Orangeade out there, too. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. 508-996-0500 to get onto the program today. Let's continue. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, it is.
Hi. I'm calling for the reason Donald Trump already served once. He only has, there's only eight years. He knows this will be his last 4 years. That's why he's saying this is my last 4 years.
He didn't say this is my last 4 years, and I'm not trying to put words in anybody's mouth. But that would make sense. He should have just come out and said something like that.
No, he did say that. He did say this will be my last 4 years. You don't have to vote against.
I did not hear the part about it's his last 4 years.
He knows he only has 8 years of term. And he already served four. That's why he told the people this. Everybody's turning things around on things he said and all this. I don't think it's right for everybody to be picking on Donald Trump. Right from the
Donald Trump put himself in the kitchen.
No,
he didn't
put him in the kitchen. And he's just trying to fight back. That's all he's
Biden
doing.
Biden put him in the kitchen. Back. How did Biden put him in the kitchen?
He did right from the get-go. He took all kinds of shit, and he still won't leave him alone, and he's still being proven wrong, Biden.
All right, no swearing on the show. I do appreciate your call, though. Bye now. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
I hope you can hear me because I'm out doing my walk this morning and there's a lot of traffic, so I hope you can hear me. But you know doggone well what Trump means. You're acting like you don't know what he means, so I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
He's talking about he's going to be the next president for the next 4 years, and after that, Vance is going to be in for 8 more years, so people don't have to vote for a long time. That's all he meant.
But wait a minute. I mean, how is Vance going to be in for 8 years if people don't vote him in?
We're going to put him in there, Brian.
But people, in order for people to put him in there, they have to vote.
That's right.
Well, but he's telling them that they're not going to have to vote again.
Yeah, for him, because he's not going to be there again. Come on, you can figure that out.
You know what? With Donald Trump trying to figure things out is a very difficult task.
I would also say this.
The reporters, you know, they may have done some editing. If you want to say they did some editing so that kind of stuff didn't appear in the speech, that would be one thing.
They're taking it too literally. You know what he meant. You know what he meant?
I think there are a lot of people that don't know what he meant. And no, I don't.
You know you're voting for him, too. You know that.
No, I know I'm not voting for him.
Well, I know you're not voting for Kamala.
You're correct.
Kamala Kamala.
I'm not voting for her either. You know who I'm voting for.
No, I don't know who you're voting for.
I'm voting for Chase Oliver.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, you have that right to do that.
I appreciate that.
That's right. I everybody votes for who they want. I don't care about that. But I mean, the common sense vote would be for Donald Trump. Because we already know all about the guy. Okay? All about him. We know the way he is. We know his policies. We've known the things he's done for America. He's a true patriot. And he even took a bullet. Okay? Would your guy take a bullet for you?
You know, that's a great question. And I got to tell you, I don't have an answer. But that is a great question. Would someone take a bullet for me? I don't know that anybody would really take a bullet for me anyway. But thank you for your call. Great question. I don't know. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, I can't stand it, please. All these Trumpers. Anyway, I'm so glad you're on because it cuts it up. You know what I mean? Because that's all you hear. And even at night, it's the same thing. But, you know,
he's a well-liked person.
No, he isn't. Not the people I'm talking to.
Well, you know, that's that's it. I mean, when I say he's a well-liked person, let me explain what I mean. There is a cult of people that really, truly, I mean, they grovel at his feet. They will kiss his ring. But no. there's also a group of people like you, like myself, and a few others that aren't supporters of Donald Trump. So that's why it's going to be a close election coming up.
Right. But the thing is, on Syndicate, I heard, I almost puked. Now they're saying, these Trumpers, he's like Jesus Christ. He even fell down. Jesus fell down. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He's the furthest away from Jesus Christ that you could ever be. I mean, when I ever heard that, I wanted to throw up. I was even going to tell the pastor that, but he wasn't in. We had a substitute pastor. And I was like,
oh, you can't say that to the substitute?
No, it was because it was a different setup. But anyway, the bottom line is, I mean, can you believe they're saying stuff like that? He didn't even get a bullet, please. He should have turned his head. He didn't turn his head. He got nothing.
Oh, okay. I don't want to go down that particular road.
Well, I'm glad. I
wish he didn't take any bullet.
Huh? It's freedom of speech.
I didn't. Yeah, you said it. I said I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, but I'm not swearing.
I didn't say you swore.
Let me talk.
Did I stop you from talking?
No, but I want to say what I want about him. The thing is, he's promising the people so many things that aren't going to come true. The prices are not going to come down. Once they go up, they don't come down. Okay, he's not going to do that, number one. Number two, he's promising the wall. They already caught two drug dealers, the big major ones. That doesn't mean anything, though, because there's other guys that are going to step right up.
Bingo.
You're never going to stop the drugs from coming over that wall, because over there in that is a different life in that world. And that it's big money, and that's the way it's going to be forever. And he gets up there and lies to the American people. And, you know, he's getting away with a lot of stuff because people are boo-hooing about him getting a, not getting a bullet, but near his eye, near his ear. And then he calls Kamala a lunatic. Then he calls down Biden. I mean, you don't joke and laugh at somebody who's getting dementia and Alzheimer's. It's not a joke.
I got you.
I was sitting with a woman yesterday at the mall. Her husband's 82. They've been married 60 years. She takes care of him. He's got Alzheimer's. It's not funny. You don't make fun of that. He's a real, I don't know if you can say ass on the air. That's what Donald Trump is in my book.
Okay, all right. Good enough. I appreciate it. Yeah, you probably can. I know that I've said it on the radio. Whew, that's a lot. I see you over there. I got to pay a bill, and then I'm going to get. I just want to explain. I don't like to just make presumptions on things like exactly what did Donald Trump mean, because I don't. I don't need to make it up or try to get you to call the phone line for something like that. I don't know, and I'm going to come out and say it like that because I could be wrong, and then the target is right on me. 508-996-0500. Hello.
How you doing?
I am. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make some comments. You know, I was listening to the lady prior. You know, I love it when they say, you know, he's a true patriot. And they really believe that stuff. If he was such a patriot, when he was asked to serve his country, why wouldn't he? That he found all kind of ways to get out of serving his country when things are hot and heavy. I'm a Vietnam vet. And the people that found ways to get out of serving their country, we didn't call them patriots. So I don't know where they get this, he's a true patriot stuff from. You know, when he had the opportunity to serve, he wouldn't do it. And when they talk about, you know, well, let me just say this, right? You know, he gets up there and, well, I'm going to have mass deportation. If I become elected again, I'm shipping all these migrants out. Do you really think he's going to do that?
I think it's a great campaign thing to come out and make that kind of statement. I don't think they're going to be able to find everybody. Those that are trying to hide, I mean, they blend in well.
You know, that's never going to happen. Just like, you know, I'm going to build a wall and the Mexicans are going to pay for it. I'm going to stop the war in Ukraine the first day in office. You know, all these things, and these people go, yeah, he's going to. He ain't doing none of that stuff. Donald Trump is all about power. All about power. That's all he cares about in his life right now is the power. These people, he's such a great manipulator. He's a superstar when it comes to manipulation.
Gotcha, man.
And people,
hey,
they buy
I got you. Gotcha. I appreciate it. 508-996-0500. I still would like to know what he really means when he is saying, vote for me this time and we'll have it fixed. You won't have to do it again. I'm sorry. That doesn't say you won't have to vote for me again. Welcome back. Chris McCarthy has made his way into the house. He'll be with you for the following 3 hours. Last caller, got about 45 seconds.
I just am saying that every voting season, they bring up the abortion issue and kick it back and forth. I'm wondering why you think in all the years of Roe versus Wade, no one has invented a oral contraceptive for males.
I think they have. I think there's reluctance by women to believe that guys are going to take it.
Right, right. Women might still want to protect themselves, but I'm saying it could be an option for men not to be putting
Absolutely.
Themselves in that position.
Absolutely.
And there's none available, so that's interesting, right?
So in other words, there's none available as far as your insurance, or you just don't think there's any available at all?
No, I think they're still in trial, 50 years later, still trying. As intricate as the woman's body is with reproduction, and as, let's face it, simplistic as a man's body is with reproduction, no one on the face of the earth can come up with a oral contract.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.